Welcome back. It's another weekly short from Grow the Bench, and I'll be speaking with Neil Glatt today about something that I bet is going to be super relevant because it is time to get ready for winter. I bet you're chomping at the bit to talk about this because, man, as that season approaches, we've got a lot to do.
Yeah, it's a crazy time, right? And I appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to listen to this on wherever you're running off to next, because I know that every day feels like the clock is ticking, and the whole thing with snow is we don't even know when we have to start, right? We've had those Halloween storms, we've had it not snow until closer to Christmas, and it's just this moving target of trying to get prepared. So I don't miss those days myself, I can tell you that much.
So true. Yeah.
But we all have to be training our people. And, you know, this year in particular, with all the challenges with labor, I'm hearing more and more, we're hiring whoever we can get, Neil. And they don't have experience. They don't know what snow is like. I don't know how we're going to get them ready. And I'm hoping that we can help some people really get winter ready very quickly, without spending a lot of time, effort, or money today.
So when you're talking about training, let's do a little thought experiment surrounding someone who really doesn't know anything about this industry, but they're ready to be hired on. Where are you even going to start?
Well, I think that, you know, you have so many things to train on, right? And
yes.
And that's the problem, is where do you start? You have to train them on your company process and their paperwork, right? You have to train them on communication and of course the job that's to be done and all those expectations. But then there's all these things that you would be so much more successful this winter if we could just prepare people for, like how to dress, what the equipment's called, how to get ready for a snow event, including things like sleep and hydration. We would be so much better off if we had everybody as excited about the snow industry as we were, in terms of this is a real industry where you can make lots of money and full-time jobs are actually cool if you can, you know, be invested enough to show up for snowstorms every season. And what we do is important. And those are true for every company, right?
I mean, yeah, you're talking about the way people dress, the way people eat, the way people live, the way they prepare for safety.
Yeah.
Also critically important.
Yeah, and you know, all the different types of equipment that we have and utilize and that's available, and the types of de-icing chemicals that we use and have and that are available. And I mean, when you put it all together, you're talking like, man, if I want somebody to even be prepared to snow shovel properly, I'm looking at like 8 or 10 hours of education, or 8 or 10 hours of on-the-job stuff, which, yeah, that's probably why they walk off after 8 or 10 hours, because they just are overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah, they're freezing.
Yeah.
They're hungry and they're tired.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
and confused.
I mean, yeah. So I guess I'm thinking we're also facing a difficulty in terms of in-person. People want to work remote, or maybe you're hiring somebody for the snow season that's doing something else right now. How do we work around that?
Everybody's so busy, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember back in the day when we only had 30 people that we had to train, we would bring them all together and buy them dinner and go through everything. But then it was like 2 hours wasn't long enough, so we'd try and do it twice. But then somebody would quit, or somebody else would get hired, or we didn't find all the people we needed by the time we had the training, and those people would miss out and just suffer. Right.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then I think about the time when we had to train like 100 people and we couldn't get them all together. So we did all of that, but we did it all twice. And it was just like way too much for us as managers, because we're still chasing contracts and equipment and job postings and all that stuff.
Sounds like a lot of time and money invested,
right?
And in training.
Yeah, but we knew it was important, so we still spent it. So then I tried to get other people, and I tried to train them how to train managers, but the way they trained wasn't quite the way that we trained, and there were mixed messages, and it was confusing, and every single thing we tried just added more and more cost. And we tried to distill it down to the essentials and we tried to distribute it throughout other people, but we lost consistency and we lost the ability to meet all of those training items. And so finally we're like, enough, we're going to do stuff with video and we're going to deliver it on people's phones. And
oh golly.
Yeah, it didn't solve the money issue because it was still a lot of money to go produce all these videos and buy the system to deliver it and make sure that people trained. But it did really solve consistency, and it allowed us to provide more training the same way to everybody. And that was the where the idea for Grow the Bench came from in the first place. It was, wow, this is really working for me, right? And so with Grow the Bench, the idea is, hey, we'll create the training and we'll make it super affordable because lots of people will be buying it. And so rather than spending thousands of dollars to go create your own video stuff, just pay a few bucks to get access to pre-existing video.
And absolutely. And that's kind of 24/7 on-demand type training.
Correct. And so what we're doing to get ready for winter is our annual winter boot camp.
Okay.
Now, our winter boot camp is 2 weeks. It starts on a Monday with a live 1 hour call. It goes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with 15 minute videos. And it ends on Friday with another live 1 hour call. And then the same thing for the second week. Okay. Each day is a different topic. It covers all the bases. And we wanted to make sure that you could train the whole team. So we rolled it out with a single purchase gets you 10 people who can sign on. Mm-hmm. And even if you are busy for a day or you hire somebody later, the content will stay there until the end of May. So any point throughout winter, you can bring someone on, you can still train them and get them caught up. And now all you have to do is augment the videos with a little bit of process, how to turn in paperwork and get paid at your company, the specific communication points at your company, and then your same training you're doing in the field already with equipment and sites and that kind of stuff. But all the basics of dressing, of preparation, of winter storms, types of events, the types of equipment that you may encounter, the opportunities in the industry, the communication, it's all those bases are already covered for you.
Yeah. And so not you're solving some big issues of accessibility and cost, mm-hmm. but the biggest thing I'm hearing is you are solving the problem of consistency in training, because if you have access to this training from this point until in the spring, everyone's going to be hearing the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. Now,
great.
If I were doing this, I would gladly pay, you know, $50 a person for it. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing that because we have an awesome sponsor who's presenting this whole thing.
Oh, great.
FB Insure. And FB Insure is an insurance company that I really trust. My friend Jared over at FB Insure, I've known for more than a decade. He understands what we do. He's helped lots of my friends get affordable snow insurance when their carrier has just jacked up their rates for no reason. And he said, Neil, I believe so much in training and building an organization to help keep people safe and lower their premiums that we want to subsidize the cost of this. And so as a result, we're able to offer a 10-person package to the whole 2 weeks for only $75. So huge shout out to FB Insure for making this not only awesome and consistent, but super affordable.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's running from November 7th through November 18th. It will be available after, but the signups will end on November 6th. So even if you plan to do this at the end of November or the beginning of December, you have to sign up now to have access to it, because after the boot camp starts, the registration goes away completely.
Okay. So in order to get people there's definitely a link in the blog. So you can read a little bit more detail within the blog regarding this. But if they're not reading, snowfightersinstitute.com?
You can go to bootcamp.growthebench.com.
Okay.
And it'll pull it right up for you. It's got the whole agenda and the topics covered. and you've got 1 week basically from listening to this to sign up and get in on the whole thing.
Gotcha. Well, this sounds phenomenal because you named all the real hurdles that are facing so many companies as they're preparing for snow. So we'll encourage everybody to let Neil know if you have any questions about it, but check out the blog check out the website and sign up because you've got a great program there for a great price.
Yeah. And I'll be on the live calls. I'll be answering any questions you have about snow removal. So will Phil and a couple other special guests as well. So listen, you're not going to want to miss it. I promise we're going to help your team, regardless if they're brand new or they've been in the industry for 10 years, get back in the swing of things for winter, and you're definitely going to see a huge return on the time invested here.
Phenomenal. Well, thanks, Neil, and thanks, everybody, for listening again. We wish you a great snow prep season, and we'll be talking to you again next week on Grow the Bench's Weekly Short.
Thanks, Leslie.
You bet.